This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Historically, vampires and werewolves have always been rivals. Awful kind of wet fur smell.
Going.
I'm not racist, I just don't like werewolves.
No one likes werewolves. Lots of animals in the animal kingdom don't like werewolves. Wolves don't like werewolves.
Don't swear.
What are we?
Werewolves, not werewolves.
Typical werewolves.
Kia ora, this is Taika Waititi, stuntman, actor, director, lover, friend, confidant, shoulder to cry on. You're listening to Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9 FM, not AM. I think there's a lot of geekiness to some of the things I'm into. Like when to my obsessions, I think I geek out on certain things. But in all honesty, I'm not a geek. Or like, you know, if you saw me, you'd just think, "Whoa, that's like one of the coolest people I've ever seen in my life." He looks really popular and really confident. And you're right.
Yeah. Yep. Cool.
Yeah. My character, I think, in the late 1700s, was considered quite manly.
Mm.
But by today's standards, yeah, he's quite a foppish dandy.
Yeah, frilly shirts and all of that.
Frilly shirts.
That's all.
That, yeah.
And this is your second breakfast. Good morning to Melbourne. It is 18 minutes past 9. I'm Sonia, taking you through till 12. It's now a beautiful 9.7 degrees. So, yes, it's heading up towards 18 today, I think. But we have in the studio, he's made it, he's here, finally. He's come down under from even further down under. Taika.
Up over a little bit.
Back over a little bit. Taika Waititi, welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's great to have
on
you.
On the show.
On the show. It's another breakfast show. Have you done any others this morning?
Yeah, I feel like I'm doing a breakfast show every morning.
Yeah.
And I don't know where they're all from. I'm on the phone usually just talking to people.
Yeah.
And they're so high energy. And this is a welcome change.
Oh, this is low energy.
We're just kicking back, laid back. I've got a little coffee here and I'm feeling really comfortable.
Sebastian in your face with the camera, but that's cool. Thanks, Sebastian. He got out of bed. That's good.
Yeah.
Now, we're out of bed to talk about something called What We Do in the Shadows. And look, it's releases today.
Yep.
Throughout Australia cinemas that... As far as we know, it's considered hilarious.
As far as we know, it's released today.
It's released today.
You don't know much. I haven't actually checked out the movies.
But you had the big opening here in Melbourne last night. How did that go?
It was great. Yeah. We did a bunch of Q&As. I'm here with Rhys Darby.
Oh, yeah,
he's
wonderful.
Off doing something else, probably
some
asleep.
Other stuff.
And yeah, so we did a whole lot of Q&As and met some cool people and talked about the film. Just promoting.
Cool. Oh, that's good. Well, it's all about the Spruik and certainly. This film, describe it as a vampire sharehouse drama, would you say?
Yeah, I'd say it's a vampire sharehouse comedy.
Oh, comedy. Excellent. All right. Well, it is. It's funny.
There's some dramatic bits in it, but I think when you say vampire sharehouse, it's pretty much guaranteed the next word is going to be comedy.
But you've come a long way. Look, it's all the way from, back in the day, I think Scarfies was the first time I saw one of your films, a low-budget Dunedin film. And, of course, look, probably the Oscar-nominated Two Cars, One Night short film.
Yep.
Then Boy,
yep.
Biggest box office, sensation in New Zealand and should be around the world. But now with this is quite a change, is it?
I've known Jermaine and those guys for a long time and we've always made silly stuff and, even that, a lot of that's crept into my work like Boy and stuff. There's elements of comedy in those films, but this is definitely just a straight out comedy. And it's the first kind of just, yeah. not broad comedy, but it's the first time that it's like the other films I've done have been more dramas mixed with a lot of comedy, but this is just a comedy.
This is just a flat out.
This won't make you cry
comedy.
At all.
But
it's a horror comedy, so yeah, it's like, yeah, it's
there
like
are some sensitive moments, apparently. No, there are sensitive moments with the 8,000 year old vampire, but touching moments. Now, of course, coming all the way from New Zealand and translating this, how is it going in other places? It has been. What's the response been?
It's been great. So it's played in Germany and and in the UK and in the States. Everyone loves it. It's coming out in Europe at Halloween, and then the UK in mid-November. So it's coming out in a lot of places, and the response has been really good.
Oh well, it should be. I'm one of your biggest fans.
Oh, that's
at
nice.
The station anyway. No, so what inspired you to, you know, do these films? Because to a lot of people, I think I saw in news.com.au, they said these are very light-hearted Kiwi films, and you've said that yourself in comparison to something like a Jane Campion or the more Vincent Ward type of dark sort of stuff.
Well, I think New Zealand does that very well, and that's what we're known for, is, you know, our dark cinema. But I think it's also okay for us to not do that and to not be boxed in by making bleak films and, you know,
it's not all
having
about
some
the weather.
Fun. Yeah. Yeah.
Now, cool. Now, looking at, of course, the character you play, Viago, a very dashing sort of dandy, or at least tries to be. Ladies' man, not really, not as much as our friend Vlad.
Because my character's still in love with someone, so he's still holding a flame for, you know, a long-lost love. And, you know, and my character, I think, in the late 1700s was considered quite manly. But by today's standards, he's a bit of a... He's quite a foppish dandy.
Yeah, frilly shirts and all of that.
Frilly shirts.
That's
all.
Yeah. So, what do you think makes it different as far as you being Māori and of Māori culture descent and everything? How do you think that's affected your? How does that influence your work?
Well, sometimes I try not to let it influence the work, just because it's all, you know, it's intrinsically there and I can't get rid of it. And so, it's just all, it's somehow going to work its way into everything I do. And I think that's fine. You know, I try not to make everything. Obviously have a Māori skew or something. It's and even with the vampire film, there's like, you couldn't really say that there's anything Māori in this film.
No, not with those accents.
Definitely not with those accents. But the film, you know, Jermaine and I are both Māori, and so, you know, again, yeah, it's like, why be boxed in by, you know, conventions of like, oh, you have to just make Māori stuff and just put, you know, it's just keep making Whale Rider and Boy again and again.
Oh, that'll be interesting. Boy meets Whale Rider. Or
A romance, musical. A romance between Boy and the girl from Whale Rider.
Yeah.
Someone did email me wanting to make Boy into a musical. I couldn't think of anything worse.
Well, you did the, what was it, 3-minute, you know, Poirier meets Michael Jackson bit.
Yeah,
the
that kitten. Was enough. That was enough.
That's enough music for now.
I'm thinking about doing a sequel to Boy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Set in the 90s.
Right, of course.
Because we haven't really done the 90s in cinema.
And the 90s is now. The 90s.
Not since the
90s. Everyone loves it. Some Kurt Cobain in there, perhaps.
Yeah.
Just a bit of that.
Normcore.
Now, of course, last night, I mean, the rumours hit the fan, really, with Jermaine. I know it's about Jermaine, this question. So that's
cool. Oh, about HBO, Concords. Yeah. Well, I think that's just some shoddy journalism. Someone didn't really do their reading properly. And
well, they didn't read his tweets, obviously, so clarified
just,
there.
Right. They just jumped on. I think it's fine, because so many people want a new Concord season, but I think that's just whoever reported that or who leaked that. I think it was just this wishful thinking on their part. I think they just really
people
wanted
got
it.
Excited.
They wanted it enough to publish it.
Yeah, people got very excited.
Yeah.
I did for a moment or two, and then someone said, no, you've got to read the tweets. Okay.
Yeah. That's what do the tweets say?
It's not true. The rumours aren't true. That's it. Rumours are rumours. So what next, do you think, for what we do in the shadows? Where does it go?
Well, I go to Brisbane later on today, and then I go to Perth, and then and then there's a bunch of film festivals. It's playing in Toronto next week. And then, so it's lots of festivals, and then we'll probably do promotion for it in Germany and the UK.
Yeah. Wow. So it'll be subtitled and German and obviously...
Well, the German, they dub all their movies. So there'll be people revoicing us.
Wow.
So they're German revoicing my German character.
Germans doing your German accent as a German with a...
A German accent. Redoing my bad German accent.
That's pretty good, I think. Now, do you think... I mean, we are an LGBTIQ station. Is there any chance for any queer characters maybe in something coming up?
Yeah. Oh, there's all, you know, it's, yeah, I'm working actually as an executive producer on a couple of things, just helping some people write some scripts, and there are a few, yeah, there's quite some quite cool characters in those scripts that are coming up. Yeah, maybe in my Boy sequel, set in the 90s.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking he moves to Auckland.
Oh, right. Lots of trouble.
He could, yeah, he could hit the scene in Auckland.
K Road, here we come. Alfie's. Oh, with the dry ice machine. Yes, that's it. Not that I know about that place. No, excellent. Look, now, because I'm a nerd and geek, and I'm sure you are too, are you a nerd or are you a geek?
I think there's a lot of geekiness to some of the things I'm into. Like when to my obsessions, I think I geek out on certain things. But in all honesty, I'm not a geek, or like, you know, if you saw me, you'd just think, whoa, that's like one of the coolest people I've ever seen in my life. He looks really popular and really confident. And you're right.
Yeah. Yep. Cool. Now, will we talk about the Green Lantern film? No, the superhero character you play. Maybe pass on that. But you've been in the, look, that's in the DC first. DC there you are.
Yeah. Well, I was a huge comic book geek fan when I was a kid, so I used to collect them and put them in their little plastic sleeves and file all my comic books and
never
stuff.
Read them
and,
again after one
so I was fully into that stuff, and yeah, and I wasn't into the Green Lantern as a kid, but I was a Batman guy, but just
yes.
To you know, yeah, for sure, to be part of it, anything like that, you don't say no,
you wouldn't turn that down. And no. If you could be any of those characters, a villain or a good guy or whatever, who would you like to be?
Good question.
Did you
one of my favourites was actually a Marvel comic called, as a teenager, called The New Mutants.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved that Brazilian character. I can't remember his human name, but his power was was called, I think, Sunspot, and his power was like he would use the power of the sun, and then he would like turn into like this like black shadow thing.
Cool,
like surrounded by spots.
Nice. Awesome. Well, that would be very cool. And of course, we just wish you all the best doing your thing with What We Do in the Shadows, and we just hope it does well, and Australians will, you know, be humble and realize it's genius, as they should.
Yeah,
it's a fabulous film.
Yeah, they'll come to learn the genius of vampire flatshare comedies.
Yes. All right, look, it's just been great chatting to you, Taika Waititi.
Thank you.
Good luck and all the best.
Cheers.
Kia ora.
Kia ora.
Okay. This is Second Breakfast. Good morning there, Melbourne. It is 4 minutes to 10. It's 10 degrees now. Oh, it's heading up. Up goes the mercury, that's for sure. And you're listening to Sonia here at Joy 94.9 Studios in Bourke Street, Melbourne. Now, of course, we've had some great messages there. Just keep them coming. Thank you so much for messaging in. The person saw What We Do in the Shadows last night, and they really liked it. It was quite funny, and both Taika and Vladislav were really cute, and that's Sebastian from St Kilda. That's fabulous. They are cute, very cute, and it was very wonderful too to have Taika in the actual studio here. He's one of the directors. Jermaine Clement is the other director, so it just shows you what you can do. If you put a bit of effort in, if you give it a go, and good as gold, you'll get there in the end. It's out everywhere, all over Australia now, September the 4th. That is today, What We Do in the Shadows. So if you like your mockumentaries, and you like your mocker with a little bit of red in it, blood that is, not real blood of course, and you love vampire movies, well, this could be the film for you. I do suggest that you check that out, and remember, he is an award-winning, Oscar-nominated director as well, and he did that fabulous film Boy, and looks like there might be a sequel one day in the 90s, set in the 90s. That'd be just awesome, totally. I'm looking forward to the soundtrack. I'm sure that would be fabulous as well, here on Joy 94.9. So, nerding on, Mr. Robert Downey Jr., well, what does he think? Online here on cinemablend.com, he seems to think that would be a really good idea if Black Widow had her own movie. Well, we've been thinking that for ages, don't you? And he goes, doesn't Scarlett deserve a break? I think she's been getting quite a few, but anyway, good old Downey, there you go. He's in our community, of course, part of the rainbow, and he also seems to think Gamora would do well to have her own, and Pepper Potts as well. Well, I'm not sure about Pepper Potts as a superhero, but who knows, it could happen. Get your geek on. La, 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 la. La, la.
hear humans talking about vampires, about us being scary and jumping out from the shadows as if we're only there to get their blood.
Fuck off.
And that is only partially true.
For me, doing this documentary about vampires is about being honest.
We are not freaks of nature.
We used to be humans. I was a human.
We have friends, and we feel emotions for other people.
My lady, she went wandering out in the garden.
I wrote that song for a lovely lady that I was once in love with.
It was not me.
Alas, it was never meant to be, because I ate her. They say that vampires' hearts are cold and dead. Definitely dead. My heart has stopped beating a long time ago, but I don't know. I think I still feel things inside it.
There we go. Right. Go for it.
Okay. Kia ora, this is Taika Waititi, and you are listening to Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94... Is there a dot in there?
Yes,
just
point.
94.9. 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.